stages of our lives.
有些人就是到了我们人生的一个阶段。
That we think we need to remedy certain things.
我们觉得我们要在一些事情上面要就是有放弃。
My wife and I decided we were going to take this thing called Ginkoba to improve your memory. Have you heard of that?
那个我不知道你们听说没有，有一个那个计划叫 Ginkoba， 就说这个东西呢可以帮助你提高你的记忆力。
And we usually take it at night before we go to bed.
然后我们一般就是每天要是一般就是睡觉以前会上这个课。
And you know, you think it's going to improve your memory.
说是可以让你增加记忆力。
But then, as I was driving to pick up my wife, she was visiting her mom in the nursing home, and I stopped along the way to pick her up.
有一次，我就是去接我太太的母亲。那我们就是在路上呢，就停下来了。
It suddenly dawned on me 2/3 of the way there that I forgot to take my own medicines.
走了那个二分之三的路程，我才发现我自己都忘了吃药。
I have to, I'm diabetic, and I have to take a diabetes medicine and all that, and one for a cholesterol, that kind of thing.
就是因为我有糖尿病，然后又有这个高血脂，那就是我就需要就是定期的吃药。
So I'll have to apologize. We have to leave right after the service and go home take my meds.
所以我就是很不好意思哈，等一会儿这个一结束呢，我就得赶快回家去吃药了。
But this provided me a sermon illustration to begin the sermon with.
然后这就正好给我这个讲到之前给了可以给大家讲故事的机会。
Because we tend to forget about God's grace, don't we?
我们是不是也常常就忘记了神的恩典，不是吗？
For those of us who are Christians, we think of God's grace as we sort of see it in the rearview mirror.
就有的时候我们觉得神的恩典呢，就像那个看着这个后视镜一样。
That is that you can remember that you became a Christian some time ago.
然后你就记得好像很久以前你成为了基督徒。
And certainly you were thankful for God's grace He's shown to you in Jesus.
然后你也感谢神在耶稣基督里他所给你的恩典。
But that's a while ago, doesn't it seem like that?
但是好像是很久以前的事了，不是吗？
I want to challenge you that we need to look at God's grace now and throughout our lives, not just when you became a Christian, but even in the present as well as the future.
但是我对大家的挑战就是你现在是不是就看到神的恩典，也在未来的日子看到神的恩典。
Today's message is your responsibility to grace.
那今天这个信息的内容呢，就是你对恩典的责任。
And your responsibility to grace is not just to remember what God has done for us.
那你对这个恩典的责任呢，不仅仅是要记住神为你在耶稣基督里做了什么。
But you need to respond to God's grace.
那你要对神的恩典呢，要有回应。
If we look at this passage from Titus,
那当我们看提多书这一段的时候呢，
Paul has written a letter to Titus, his disciple.
那保罗呢，是写给提多这一位门徒的一封信。
Now Paul and Titus knew personally who Jesus Christ was.
那保罗和提多呢，他们都是在个人层面都认识耶稣基督的。
They both knew that the good news, the gospel, is the salvation from our sin that can only be found in Him, the one who personifies God's grace through His death and resurrection, Jesus.
他们两个人都知道福音的本质是什么，那他们也知道就是这个救恩把我们从最终解救出来，那这个的基础呢就是只在耶稣基督里的，而且呢他们也都很就是每个人个人呢都认识神的恩典，也认就是通过了耶稣基督的死与复活。
And as we see in Paul's pastoral letter to Titus, Paul is preparing one of his disciples, Titus, to take on this huge responsibility of pastoring the church on the island of Crete.
那就是当我们在看保罗给提多的这一封教牧的书信的时候呢，保罗就是要帮助提多这一位门徒能够在他接受这个很大的教牧的这样的一个责任的时候呢，能有好的准备。那当时他的教牧对象就是克里特岛的上面的教会。
If you don't know where Crete is, it's in the Mediterranean, a big island that's off the coast of Greece.
那这个克里特这个岛呢，就是在希腊这个附近的一个很大的一个岛。
Now Titus was a Gentile.
那 这个提多呢是一个外邦人。
And Titus would be facing, if he hasn't already, difficult threats to the gospel and his ministry that you see particularly if you were to go back in chapter 1 of Titus.
那如果你要是看了提多书的第一章的时候呢，那你就看到提多当时或者他已经就是在面临一些很多的就是挑战和就是威胁。那因为他在这个特别是在他这个传福音的这个事工上面。
There will be the threat of false teachers that we know as the Judaizers.
然后呢，我们也知道当时就是有这种犹太教的这些人呢，那对他的就有一些不正确的教导。
Basically, the Judaizers were teaching this false teaching that in order to become a Christian, that you had to also be obedient to the Old Testament Mosaic Law.
那就是当时就是这个犹太人这个他们的教导呢，就是说他们要来遵循旧约，特别就是说要让他们这些要想成为基督徒的人呢，也要遵循这犹太人的这些条例。
So, and really, in a kind of a short way of looking at it, it's the idea that in order to become a Christian, you had to be Jewish.
就是说，你要是意思就是说呢，你要想成为基督徒的话呢，首先你要成为犹太人。
But this is really taking away, as when I mentioned false teaching, it takes away from the idea of what grace is, isn't it?
那当我说这个是错误的教导的时候呢，就是因为这样的教导呢，就背离了恩典这个基础。
According to the Bible, God's word, to become a Christian is to receive God's grace. It's to recognize that there's nothing good that you can do in order to save yourself or to be accepted by God.
那因为圣经对我们的教导呢，是说我们得救是因着神的恩典，而不是因为我们个人所做的工作。
If you add anything to grace, like trying to do good works,
如果你在恩典上加任何的东西，想加入你个人努力的工作的话，
it is no longer grace.
那就不再是恩典了。
Because you think that somehow, if you could do something good, that somehow you can measure up to God. That's what we call religion.
那就是因为你相信呢，如果我使劲做一些好事的话呢，可能我就是能为我这个得救的工作能够做些什么。那这样呢，就不叫做恩典，而是叫做宗教。
But in order to be accepted by God, we have to recognize it's all about what God has done for us.
如果我们想要被神所接纳的话呢，我们就必须要记住神为我们做了什么。
And in just a few weeks, we will be remembering what God has done for us in Jesus Christ, right?
再过几个星期，我们是不是就要纪念神在耶稣基督里为我们做了什么？
And certainly, as I mentioned, this is contrary to the good news. This whole idea that somehow grace plus something else takes away from grace and is no longer grace.
So, 让当你就知道这种教导就是在恩典上加点什么东西，其实是远离这个福音的，是不是恩典本身？
So Titus has to deal with these problems, not just the false teaching. There's also the problem of what we call hedonism, where it's only the whole idea of that there's only this life, and there's all you need to do is just get pleasure in this life.
那提多除了要这个面临这些犹太人的挑战呢，那当时他所面临的另一个问题呢，就叫做享乐主义或者就是偶像崇拜。那这些人呢，他们就是只是想要享受现在的这种欢愉。
He also had to deal with the problem on Crete of the problem of idolatry.
那还有就是这个偶像崇拜的问题。
Idolatry is simply that anything that gets in the way of my relationship with God is an idol.
那就是说，所谓的崇拜偶像呢，就是任何一个东西让你不能和神有更好的关系的话呢，那它就成了你的阻碍，那就是拜偶像。
You notice any similarities between what Titus is going to face? And what we are facing today?
那你有没有觉得，就是当时提多这个教会所面临的问题，也是我们现在所面临的问题？
In the midst of all these things, Paul's desire for Titus is to be a godly and righteous pastor.
那因为在这些所有的这些当中呢，那保罗就是想让提多成为一个敬虔的一个正直的牧者。
But I believe that all of us are called to be able to respond to God's word just like Titus, even though many of us are maybe not are called to be a pastor.
尽管我们在座的很多人不是被呼召作为牧师的，但是我相信那保罗在这里呢，都是想要让大家都来对这样的真理做出回应。
Because if you are a Christian, you are called to live according to what Paul is prescribing for Titus as well.
如果你被称之为基督徒的话呢，那保罗在这里劝勉提多所做的呢，那也是要劝勉你所做的。
And Titus 2:11-15 passage we read, Paul is exhorting Titus to teach sound doctrine.
那我们在提多书二章十一到十五节呢，就可以看到保罗在这里劝勉提多要教导正确的教义。
And this sound doctrine is founded on the gospel, which is the grace of God embodied in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
那这个正确的教导呢，就是福音。福音就是说，在这个耶稣基督里面所体现的工作，那这就是神的恩典。
In other words, God's grace has given Titus the responsibility to live out and teach His grace.
那神的恩典呢，就给了提多这样的一个责任，就是要活出神的恩典，也要教导他的恩典。
Did you realize that you are a teacher?
你是不是意识到你也是一位教师呢？
Maybe not in a formal sense in terms of maybe having the gifts of teaching.
也许并不是一个就是一个正式的一个形式，你要作为一个教师的一个形象。
But you are a teacher in terms of how you live your life and how that influences other people.
但你如何的生活，如何的影响你周围的人，都是一个很有力的教导。
So brothers and sisters, you are to teach the gospel, I believe, with integrity.Producing godly lives in a sinful world as you await Christ's return. That's what that Paul mentions to Titus. Remember that Jesus would come back someday.
所以呢，当弟兄姊妹们，所以当我们在等待耶稣基督再来的时候呢，我们都要用这个诚信以及活出讨神喜悦方的，在一个充满罪恶的世界里活出。这个属神的生活来呢，来向众世人来教福音。
Since you have received grace, you are to teach grace.
因为你接受了恩典，所以你就要教导恩典。
Since you have received sound doctrine, you are to teach sound doctrine.
因为你接纳了正确的教义，那你就要教导这个正确的教义。
What I see here in this passage is that Paul has given you as well as Titus.Four reminders.
那我在这一段经文里呢，就看到保罗给提多也是给你有四个提醒。
It's how to respond to His grace.
那就是说，怎么样来对神的恩典做出回应
？Your maturation, your mindset, your motivation, your ministry.
那就是你的成熟、你的心态、你的动机以及你的事工。
Notice the first reminder.
让我们注意到第一个提醒。
First reminder in verse 11 says, For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people.
那在第一点呢，就是在第十一节，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
It doesn't mean that everybody is going, in the end, is going to be saved.
这并不是说到世界终点的时候，每个人都可以得救。
But that grace of God has been available to everybody, and they can receive it by faith.
然而，这却告诉我们说，就是神的恩典已经在那里，你每个人都可以接受，但是你必须通过信来接受神的恩典。
And what Paul is reminding Titus here is that God's grace in Christ has taught you how to live a new life.
那保罗对提多在这里的教导就是说，上帝在耶稣基督里的恩典呢，已经教导你如何的过一个新生活。
Why would I say the first reminder is your maturation?
为什么我说第一个提醒是你的成熟呢？
Well, keep in mind that God's grace isn't just to save you.
你要记住，就是神的恩典并不只是要救你。
That enabled you to become a Christian in the first place.
就是说，让你成为基督徒，并不是只是要救你。
But don't you realize that God's grace can help you to live now?
你难道没有意识到，就是神的恩典能够帮助你现在就是活出来吗
？Question to ask you is, can you live the Christian life on your own power?
就是我对于大家的问题，就是说你是不是能够靠着自己就过一个基督徒一样的生活呢？
I for one know that I need to rely on God's power to help me to grow as a Christian.
然而对于我来说，我必须要依靠耶稣基督才能够活出神想要让我活出的样式。
I became a Christian many moons ago.
就是说我成为，我是很多年以前就成为基督徒了。
It's B.C. or maybe it could be B.C. a long time ago.
就是因为那个是上个世纪哈，很久很久以前了。
Back in middle school, that's way. I don't remember middle school. It's just a long time ago.
但我是中学的时候就成为了基督徒，那些日子太久远了，我一直都记不起来了。
And through all those years, my desire is still that I need to grow in Christ.
就是过了这么多年了，我的渴慕依然是在基督里成长。
When I compare myself to Jesus Christ, man, I've got a long way to go.
那当我自己跟耶稣基督相比的时候，我就知道我的差距还有多么的远。
See, Paul is saying that God's grace has been has appeared to everyone, no exceptions to the salvation is provided. It's available to all.
那因为我们在这里面就看到哈，就是耶稣基督的神在耶稣基督里的恩典呢，给了所有的人，没有人被排除在外。
Paul's getting at the idea that grace didn't just save you, but grace continues to help you to grow as a Christian, to be more like Jesus. Isn't that why he saved you in the first place?
那你想一下，就是保罗在这里讲的是说，就是耶稣基督神的大能不仅仅只是要救你，而是要让现在每时每刻都帮助你生活。难道这不是神要救你的最重要的原因吗？
See, God didn't just save you just to have your ticket to heaven, to be saved from hell, and to have eternal life.
所以神救你不仅仅就是说给你一张去天堂的门票，把你救活。
But he saved you so that you might be more like him.
神要救你，他是要让你更像他。
Don't you realize that eternal life does not begin when you die?
你难道没有意识到就是这个永远的生命，是以你得救那个时候才是个起点。
And maybe unfortunately, some Christians have this weird idea in their head that somehow eternal life kicks in when you die.
就是有些基督徒有个很奇怪的想法，就是说，哎，这永久的生命呢，是在你死的那一点才开始的。
And then meantime, while I'm waiting for that to happen, you know, I can just live my life any way I want to, and that's all there is.
就是说，在我这个人生终点来之前呢，我就想怎样就怎样，然后就等着。
But don't we realize that Jesus said that I offered you life, and that life is abundant?
那难道你忘记了，就是耶稣基督说他给了你生命，新生命，这是一个丰盛的生命吗？
Don't you also realize in Romans 8:28, the verse that we quote quite often when bad things happen to us, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, who are called according to His purpose.
那你忘了就是在罗马书8:28说，万事都互相效力，让爱神的人得益处，就是那按照神的旨意所招的人吗？
Of course, we forget the next verse, or we don't look at the next verse, verse 29. It says, all these things happen in order for us to be more like Jesus Christ.
然后我们常常就忘记了罗马书下面就是8:29，就是8:29是说，因为他预先所知道的人，就是预定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
See, through Christ's own life and because of salvation he freely gave us, God has taught us to live a new and transformed life.
那所以就是说，神给我们的这个新生命呢，是要一个改变了的新生命。
At the same time, we are to deny and turn away from worldly things.
所以我们同时呢，就要不要效法这个世界。
In Philippians 2:12, Paul talks to the Philippian believers.
那在腓立比书2章呢，保罗对腓立比的人说。
And he says that we are to work out, not to work for, which is sort of like the idea of earning your salvation, but he says, work out your salvation.
那他在这里面就是做成这个得救的功夫。
In other words, Your Christianity needs to be real each day.
所以这就是说，你要活出这个基督徒的生命呢，是真实的，每一天要活出来。
That's one of the biggest hang-ups maybe the younger generation has about Christianity.
那这也就是说，下一代的年轻人对这个基督徒的一个印象。
And I've worked with young people for many, many years.
我做了多年的年轻人的工作。
You can tell them everything about the Bible in terms of all these wonderful truths that are there.
你可以教导他们圣经中这些一切美好的这些真理。
They look to older, mature Christians, fully mature, and they say, well, that's fine, but let's see it lived out in your life.
那当然就是说对一些成熟的说年纪大的基督徒来说，他们就问说，那你是不是真的是活出这样的，就是能够表现这样真理的生活来的呢？
They would want to follow Jesus if they see that living as a Christian is real.
那因为他们如果看到就是为基督而活是真实的，他们才会来跟随。
And so we see that Paul talks about working out your salvation to make it real in your life each day. And then in verse 13 it says, God wants to work His will in your life, and that knowing that it should cause you to fear and tremble.
那然后他这地方就说，在你做成神的就是救恩的功夫的时候呢，那我们在第十三节就看到，神想要让你在你的生命里面呢，能够来达成他的意愿。
This means that you and I cannot live the Christian life on our own.
而且你是要在这种战经中能够才能达成的，这个就让你看到呢，你是靠着自己是没有办法活出新生命的样式的。
Even though we have been saved from the power of sin and its hold on us, the presence of sin is still very much in us.
那虽然呢，我们要依靠这个圣灵，要活出这个新生命，但是就是这个罪的权势却是非常这个真实的。
We are no longer slaves to sin, right?
我们不再是罪的奴仆。
But we still struggle with it because we're still human. We still have our flesh. We still have personal desires. We haven't been completely transformed yet.
因为我们呢还是一个肉体的，我们还是个人，所以我们常常就是在罪中挣扎。我们还没有完全的这个脱离这个罪的捆绑。
Our salvation isn't complete yet.
就是因为我们这个罪救恩的功夫呢还没有完全。
That's why Paul says that we need God's grace to help us to say no to all the world is trying to offer us.
所以这就也就是为什么保罗说我们要靠着神的恩典来向这个世界来说不。
Whether it's their unrighteous behavior or their false doctrines.
不管它是一些不正直的行为，还是一些错误的教导。
If you were to for some of you I know who work in the city, you might see this more often.
那有些人如果是在城里面工作的话，你可能见得更多。
The world's values is constantly hitting you in the face, isn't it?
就是这个属世的这些价值观呢，不停的在挑战你。
For example,
比如说
you can drive on the highway.
你可以在这个高速上开车。
And you can see a billboard.
然后你就看到这种大的广告。
And I have found myself doing this.
我觉得我也有时候会做这样的事情。
But you can see an attractive person on the billboard.
然后你就看到那个这个大屏幕上有很就是吸引人的这个人在上面。
And you momentarily turn toward that sign.
然后你就会不自觉的就朝着那个标志去。
It's no different than going in New York City and you see a bus and you see the sign on the bus on the side and it could tend to attract your attention.
就是有的时候你就看到那个大的公共汽车上的那些标语也会吸引你的注意力。
I mean, I get frustrated with people who drive on a street and then they see a car accident and it's not even on their side of the road and they turn to look at it. Have you ever seen people do that?
就是我有时在路上开车的时候，我非常不喜欢，就是说如果看到旁边有这个交通事故的时候，人们开过去的时候还会去看一眼，就这样的事情让你觉得非常的，就是说让你不舒服。
This is what the people have been called rubbernecking.
然而呢，你经常很多人就这样做嘛，所以这个有一个名字就是叫橡皮脖子。
So the world around us is trying to get our attention, aren't they? They're trying to get us to turn our eyes off of God and to look at other things or maybe even ourselves.
所以就是说，你就觉得这个世上的事情，在你周围的事情，总是试着要吸引你的注意力，让你能够偏离神的道路。
And Paul's saying, say no to this stuff.
然后保罗就在这里告诉我们，就是说你要学会对这些吸引你注意力的东西说不。
It's a lot bigger than a campaign years ago that I think it was President Reagan's wife, Nancy Reagan, said, just say no to drugs.
然后我记得就是很多年前的一个总统竞选，就是当时里根总统的夫人 Nancy 里根，她就说你就对毒品说不。
Romans 12:2 exhorts us not to be conformed to this world. Don't let the world force you into its mold.
就是罗马书二章就是说不要效法这个世界。
But be transformed. That's a constant, continuous action.
而是要心意更新而变化。
By the renewing of your mind, that requires self-discipline, submission to the Holy Spirit.
神的旨意在你的心中改变你的想法。
That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
那你就可以不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
God's grace in Christ will do that for us and in us.
那神的恩典就会在你里面为你做成这些。
To illustrate this, how many of you are married?
那我想把这个事情讲清楚的话，我就问问有多少人是结婚的。
How many of you want to be married?
有多少人想要结婚？
Don't raise your hand. Okay. But marriage is a high point in one's life.
就是婚姻呢是一些人的人生的一个高点。
But it's also a very pivotal one.
而且也是一个非常关键点。
When you get married, you're looking forward to a new life, right?
当你结婚的时候，你是不是非常向往一个新的生活？
With a lifelong commitment to your spouse, which includes new responsibilities, challenges, experience, all provided, I believe, by God's sovereign grace.
那就是当你就是接受结婚的时候呢，那就是你要对你的一个配偶有一个一生的一个尾声，那这个东西也包括了你有新的责任、新的挑战以及新的一些经历。我认为呢，这一切都是在神的恩典、神的主权以下的恩典。
But you cannot go back to your single life.
然而，你就没有办法再返回你的单身生活了。
As much as you may struggle in your marriage.
如果你在婚姻里面有就是不顺利，有挣扎。
And you get upset that your spouse burns your eggs.
然后你就很因为这个你的先生你的配偶呢把你的鸡蛋煎糊了。
Or your spouse doesn't do clean up the house.
或者你的配偶呢不打扫房间。
You cannot go back to your single life.
那你也没有办法重新回到你的单身生活了。
You must leave behind all your freedoms and your exclusive self-responsibilities.
你必须把你自己的这个自由以及你自己的这些责任呢都给就是放下去。
In other words, if you are a Christian,
换句话说，如果你是基督徒，
you are not to go back to your old way of life.
那你就不能再返回到你原来的生活方式。
And Paul is telling Titus that you need to say no to the stuff that you used to do.
所以保罗就在这里告诉提多说，你要对那些你以前经常做的那些事情要说不。
And to do what is befitting of a Christian.
而是要做合适这个基督徒这个名分的事情。
You see, if the goal of salvation is for us to live transformed lives, then we ought to live in such a way that we are seeking to live a transformed life every day.
那你就知道，就是说，这个救恩的目标呢，就是要让我们过一个改变了的生活，那就是要让帮助我们能够真真实实的每一天活出这个新生活的样式来。
What should mark a Christian each day is one word I can think of.
那我认为就是说，作为基督徒呢，你如果要是给你每一天都做一个记号的话
，You know what that word is？
只有一个字，你知不知道那个字是什么
？Change，
就是改变。
We need to constantly seek to be transformed by the Holy Spirit to be more like Jesus.
我们就必须不断的寻求让圣灵来改变我们，让我们可以更加的像耶稣基督。
And one way to do this as a mark of spiritual growth is with each passing day as a Christian, you think less of yourself in terms of who I am, and more instead in terms of whose I am.
就是那个，换一句话，就是说，如果作为基督徒的话呢，你每一天就要更多想的一个事情，不是说我是谁，而是更多想我是谁的。
I used to think that I am a Chinese Christian.
我以前呢，我认为我是一个中国人的基督徒。
But actually, I kind of turned around. I am a Christian Chinese.
那后来又再换一下，我觉得我是个基督徒的中国人。
Because my first line of thinking that I am who I am because of Jesus Christ.
我刚开始就想呢，因为耶稣基督呢，我是我自己。
When I get to heaven and I face the Lord and He asks, "Why should I let you into my heaven?" The first thing out of my mouth should not be what I did, but what did Jesus do for me?
那就是说，当我们去了天堂，见到神，又问你为什么可以到这里？你不是说我做了什么，而是说你为我做了什么。
What would help us to achieve the seek to live transformed lives since we realistically live and have to deal daily with this unrighteous world?
那什么可以帮助我们达到这个我们要的目标呢？因为我们是生活在这个很真实的世界里，而且呢，我们每一天都要非常真实的来面对这个不正直的一个世界的挑战。
In verse 12, it talks about what the world is trying to offer you, all that stuff. But verse 13 says, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
那在这里呢，就是第12节、13节这里讲到就是要等候所盼望的福。并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
The second reminder is your mindset.
那第二个提醒呢，就是你的心态。
In other words, God's grace in Christ has taught you where to look.
那也就是换句话说，就是神的恩典呢，是在耶稣基督在耶稣基督里呢，教你就是去看哪里。
Just as it was in Paul and Titus' time, it still holds true today.
就像保罗和提多的时代一样，对我们今天也是适用的。
We are living in the last days.
我们生活在末日。
And we are waiting Jesus' return to usher in His kingdom, judge all people, to redeem all creation, and complete our salvation.
那我们都在等着耶稣基督的再来，那他会把我们引入他的王国，那他也会来审判所万民，而且也会来赎回所有的被造之物，也会来完成我们的救恩。
In verse 13, maybe you don't see it in your translation, but some translations, the word waiting is the idea of looking.
那就是我们可以看到第十三节他用的这个等候这个词，在有一些翻译里面呢，也是用就是看。
But in the Greek, the word is not, it's more than just looking.
那这个希腊这个词，这个并不是只是表示的随便看一眼的意思。
Paul's talking about a prolonged look, a gaze.
那保罗在这里看的是一个很延长的，而且是凝视，长长的凝视这样的一个看。
The idea of looking is to focus upon Jesus' return, knowing that He will complete your salvation and you will be perfectly holy, not just mature in Christ.
那这个在保罗这上提到的呢，就是说这个看呢是主要要它的重点要在神的再来，知道耶稣基督会完成他的救恩，然后你会成为完全的圣洁。不仅仅只是成熟。
I look forward to that day when Christ comes back. He will remove every single ounce of sin in our lives.
我盼望那一天，等耶稣基督再来的时候，他会把我生命里所有的罪一点一滴全部的都挪去。
Do you anticipate that Jesus is going to that's going to happen to return someday?
你是不是也很盼望，就是有一天当耶稣基督再来的时候，这样会有这样的发生
？That should get excited.
这样会让我们非常的激动。
As we eagerly await His return.
我们都就是迫不及待的、激动人心的来等待他的再来。
And that's why Paul is talking about this idea of self-discipline.
所以这也就是为什么保罗要提醒我们要自律。
It's a key because it's so easy to take your eyes off of Jesus and His return because of all the worldly stuff that's around us.
因为自律呢非常的重要，因为对我们来说，我们很容易就把眼睛看向别处，也没有去专注于神的再来。因为这个我们所在的这个世界呢，有太多让我们分心或让我们偏离的事情。
See, the world's trying to distract you, trying to divert your attention.
那因为这个世界呢，想要让你就是分心，或者让你能够走偏路。
One of my favorite TV shows.
我最喜欢的一个电视节目。
Also happens to be one of my most frustrating shows.
也是让我看，就是在看这个电视节目的时候，让我觉得特别的这个有挫败感。
Now, I'm hoping I'm not dating myself too much.
我希望我不要让我就是说看的太多。
But do you remember a show? And my wife and I like to watch these superhero shows.
我和我太太都很喜欢看那些大英雄的那样的电视。
Show called Smallville.
那这个电视节目呢叫小村庄。
It ran for 10 seasons.
然后一共有十季。
And you remember it was about Superman, right? Superman, known as also Clark Kent.
因为那个里面的主角呢，就是那个超人，他名字叫 Clark Kent.
When he was particularly focusing on when he was a high schooler, and then later he becomes a newspaper reporter.
然后就刚开始的时候，他是从一直是从他是高中的中生，一直到他是一个就是新闻播报员。
It seems that.He discovered all of his superpowers during the course of the first 9 seasons of the series.
好像呢，就是说，在这个整个这个前九季哈，他发现了他所有的这种超人的行为。
Except for one.
但是他有一样还没有找到。
You know what that one is?
你知道不知道那个是什么技能？
This astounds me.
这个让我非常的吃惊。
He didn't discover this until the 10th season of the show, the ability to fly.
就是他没有发现他还有可以飞这个技能，就是在前面的九季都没有发现，一直到第十季的时候才发现他自己会飞。
He would go from one emergency to the next just running.
他就是从这些各个这个紧急情况，他都是用跑的。
Of course, a speed running like a blur, people could not really see him.
他跑得特别快，就是看着都是那个模糊的人影，别人看不见，但是他只是在跑。
And some try to convince him that he could fly.
那有人就想要说服他，就告诉他说：“你其实是可以飞的。”
But it wasn't until the final season that he seriously, pardon the pun, but he seriously decided to take that leap of faith.
那然而，一直前面的九季他都没有这样做，一直到第十季的时候，终于他就迈出了信心的这一步，要去飞了。
Until he could fly and enjoy the power of Earth's sun, he wasn't totally super. He had to rely, he needed the power of the Earth's sun, right? The old sun.
然而，在他没有可以飞之前，没有看到这个就是从这个地平表面升起的太阳上呢，他其实没有真正的成为一个超人。
Until we look up, focus and depend upon and be empowered by the Son of God as we await His return.We won't be or achieve what God wants us to be and do.
然后，直到我们能够向上看，能够定睛仰望耶稣呢，仰望神的儿子，那我们就没有办法从神的儿子那里得力量。那我们也就在我们等待他的时候呢，那我们就没有办法能够达到神要我们所做的。
It's unfortunate that Christians have been accused of being so heavenly minded. They are of no earthly good.Have you heard that one?
然后就是基督徒呢，被就是指责说，因为他们老想着天国的事情，所以他们在地上一无是处。
But on the contrary, you can be both heavenly minded and earthly good.
然而相反呢，你可以既是以天国的事为念，又是在这个地上是有好处的。
As a matter of fact, a heavenly focus, according to God's leading, will lead to earthly good and godliness.
然而实际上是说，如果你注目于天堂的事，那就是说顺从神的带领，那你就会在这个世上活出好的属神的在地上有好的属神的生命。
If this passage talks about your maturation and what your mindset should be, then what's your motivation?
如果这一段经文告诉你是有关你的成熟以及你的心态该怎样的话，那你有什么样的动机呢？
It's found in verses 13 and 14.
那你可以在十三、十四节里找到。
Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify himself for himself a people for his possession, who are zealous for good works.
就是他为我们舍了自己，要使我们脱离一切罪恶，又洗净我，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
The third reminder is that your motivation is that God's grace in Christ has taught you what that grace means.
那第三个提醒就是说，神在耶稣基督里的恩典是要教导我们恩典是什么。
Do you realize that what marks Christianity, the Christian faith, from anything like Buddhism, Islam, Hinduism, anything, is one word?
你是不是知道就是基督徒与就是基督信仰与属世的其他信仰，比如说佛教、伊斯兰教、犹太教这些不同的是什么吗？
What marked Christianity as unique above anything else is grace.
就是说，在所有的这些属世的宗教，我们基督教不同的呢，就是这个恩典。
You cannot find that in the world's religions.Any of them, you can only find it, and actually it's not even found in a system of belief. I believe it's found in a person, Jesus.
而且不是一个信仰的系统，而是在一个人的身上，就是基督。
That's what we're going to be celebrating in a few weeks, isn't it? His death, his burial, his resurrection.
那也就是我们在下面的几个星期马上就要来庆祝的，那就是他的死，他的复活。
That's your motivation.
那这个就是你的动力。
It's the fact that if I have received God's grace,
那实际上就是说，如果我已经接受了神的恩典，
and if I want to be more like Jesus Christ,
那我就会更愿意更像他。
Then I will seek to live for Him each day.
那我就要寻求的，每一天都活得更像他。
Being a Christian is not something you do at 10 o'clock on Sunday.But that's like for just an hour, and then the rest of the week, you can just do your own thing.
成为基督徒并不是说每一周，有一天的早晨你到教会过那么一两个小时，而是说你每一天。
Oh, I have to go back to work tomorrow. Of course, you have to dread that Monday blues going back to work on Monday.
或者就是说，哎呀，我星期一还要上班，所以我就心情郁闷。
So the, I remember the pastor they mentioned one person going to in college.
我记得那个牧师有一次提到有一个人要有一个孩子要回大学。
For those who are in school, oh, I got to go back to school again.
那就说哎呀，我又要回学校了。
Or I have to face my family and friends the rest of the week and so on.
或者说哇，下面的一个星期我得又要面对我的家人和朋友了。
The real test of a Christian is not what you do on Sundays.It's the 24/7, the rest of the week.
就是说，对基督徒的测试，不是说你每一周星期天那几个小时是怎样的，而是说你其他的天，七天二十四小时是怎样。
Think of it this way: Christ gave Himself for us and paid the price for our sin by redeeming or buying us back from everything we did that transgressed God's law.
要知道，就是耶稣基督他在因着我们的过犯，他为我们所付上的工价，他为我们能够把我们能够赎回。
He deemed us holy and righteous through Christ's sacrifice on the cross.
那是耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的，让我们能够成为圣洁，能够成为在神看为完全。
When the Father looked at the Son hanging on the cross, He saw our sin.
当父看到他的儿子被挂在十字架上，他看到了我们的罪。
And if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, then when the Father looks at us, He sees Jesus Christ.
如果你把你的生命交在耶稣基督里，那当父亲看我们的时候，他就看到的是耶稣，基督已经为我们赔为我们的罪付上了工价。
He sees our righteousness, or His righteousness.
那他所看到的是基督的完全。
He sees that we have been forgiven in Christ.
那他看到的就是说我们在耶稣基督里被赦免。
And it's not even something you did.
不是因为你做了什么。
It's putting your faith in someone who did it for you.
而是放在那一位为在恩典里为你做了些什么的。
When the Father looked at His Son.
当父看他的子。
Not only did he see our sin, but I believe there was a moment where the Father turned his back on his Son.
他不看我们的罪，那也有那一刻，神不看他自己的儿子。
God's anger and wrath was turned away because Christ paid the penalty for our sin.
那因为基督为我们的罪是付了工价，所以有那一刻，甚至父的脸也转开了。
You know how tight the Father, Son, the Spirit are, what we call the Trinity?
你知道这个三位一体，这个圣父、圣子、圣灵是多么的近吗？
And the moment that Jesus bore our sin and took our sin upon Him, the Father, His anger was appeased, and the Father turned, in a sense, His back away from His Son.
当耶稣基督背负我们的罪的时候，那这个是如此的一个时间，以至于父都转脸不看了。
Do you realize how much that hurt the Father as well as the Son?
那你知道这样的一个动作是对父与子是多么大的伤害吗？
That is probably the tightest relationship that's ever been known between the Father, Son, and Spirit.
那就是说，那个因为在圣父、圣子、圣灵他们之间关系是完全非常近的，在那一刻。最紧张的。
But God loved us so much that He was willing to do that.
然而神如此的爱我们，他愿意这样做。
Ephesians 2:8-9 verses that we should have all memorized says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves; it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast."
那就像以弗所书二章所说的，我们都应该记住的。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
And Paul follows that up in verse 10 by saying that we are His workmanship.
那接着保罗就在第十节说，我们原是他的工作。
Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that you should walk in them.
就是在耶稣基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善。就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Through your salvation in Christ, you are now free to be everything God originally wanted you to be and live according to His plan and His direction.
那因着这个福音呢，那我们就可以按照神的心意来自由的生活了。
Of course, we need self-discipline, guided and empowered by the Holy Spirit to be and live according to God's way and not ours or the world's way.
当然我们需要自律，不是按照我们自己想要的，而是按照神想要我们活出的质量。
Famous theologian by the name of B.B. Warfield said that grace is free sovereign favor to the ill-deserving.
就是 B.B. Warfield 这个有名的圣经学者说过，恩典就是至高自主的恩典，白白的给那不配的人。
To explain even further, D.L. Moody, the famous evangelist, confessed, "The law tells me how crooked I am. Grace comes along and straightens me out."
那 D.L. Moody 更进一步的说明说，律法告诉我我是多么的弯曲，恩典来拉直了我。
Being reminded of what God's grace in Christ has given us, what is your response?
那因着这个在基督里神的恩典。给我们这样的提醒，那你有什么样的回应呢？
To be more specific, what is your responsibility?
具体的讲，你有什么样的责任？
Notice here the fourth reminder.
那让我们看第四个提醒。
He says in verse 15, declare these things.
那他在第十五节中说
Your ministry is that fourth reminder is to teach God's grace in Christ to others.
那就是说你要讲明劝诫用各样权柄责备人。
In the first 10 verses of chapter 2, Titus is exhorted by Paul to teach sound doctrine to all these different groups as a pastor.
所以就是在这个到第十节为止这个地方呢，保罗就是要让提多来教导别人这个正确的教义。
In some translations, that verse 15 says, teach these things.
那有些的翻译在十五节就是说教导。
In the Greek, word order is very important. The original Greek says, these things, teach.
那在就是希腊原文里面呢，这个顺序非常的重要，它是说这些事情教导。
The emphasis is on these things.
那就是重点的强调是在这些事上。
What are these things?
那这些事是什么呢？
The sound doctrine, going back to verse 1 of the gospel, God's grace in Christ.
那就是说，这个福音的正确教导，就是在耶稣基督里神的恩典。
You must, as believers in Christ, teach the sound doctrine of the gospel to everyone, no one excluded.
那作为这个基督的信徒呢，我们必须对向每一个人来传讲正确的教义。
You can go back to, I think, verse 12. And in terms of what not to do.
那我们看就是十二节呢，是叫我们不做什么。
And verse 13 and 14, what to do to be more like Jesus.
而是那十三、十四节呢，就要让我们做什么，以致我们可以更像耶稣基督。
And you are to teach that through how you live your life, that people might see not so much you, but they see Jesus in how you are living your life.
要通过你如何生活来教导大家。
Consider that during, and I think I'm a big sports fan.
那我是一个这个运动爱好者。
And the Major League 2017 Major League Baseball season is going to start.
就是2017年的这个棒球的季节就要开始了。
And unfortunately, I'm not a Yankees or Mets fan. Yeah, sorry.
不好意思哈，我既不是 Yankee 也不是 Mets 的 fan。
I'm from Detroit, so I cheer for all the teams in Detroit.
因为我是从底特律来的，所以我为底特律所有的这个棒球队这个加油。
But what's happening now is what they call spring training.
那现在呢，他们这样的这段时间呢，就是春季培训。
And the regular season will start soon, but they need to be to loosen up, warm up, to get trained, to get ready for the big season.
因为这个正常的比赛季节还没有开始，那他们现在呢，主要就是去锻炼锻炼，培训一下，让他们可以为这个真正的比赛做好准备。
Some veteran players who have been trained well by players before them and who love the game and been blessed by playing it, they take on the responsibility and the pleasure of helping younger players by refining their skills and providing emotional support.
那有一些就是老将，他们曾经就是被。以前的那些老将所培训过，而且他们也喜爱这个项目，而且也因着能够打这样的比赛呢，得就是过去也有机会打这样的比赛，那所以他们呢就去培训那些新一代的球员。
These veteran players believe that they owe the game a lot, and they want to see the next generation of players get the basics down first.
那他们呢很想就是说把他们身上的的一些技能呢传给下一代，让下一代的这些球员可以让他们在技术上进步，也可以在这个就情绪上面也能够得到支持。
Notice that the verse and the first 10 verses I mentioned that Paul is exhorting Titus to minister to these different age groups.
那我们也在九到十一节看到这个保罗让提多呢去这个他的事工的对象就是不同的年龄层的人。
And he is to teach them that they are not to bring shame to the word of God in terms of how they live, whether they're in the church or outside of it.
就是让他们不论是在教会还是在外面，都不要因着他们的行为让福音蒙羞。
Paul emphatically states in Romans 1:16. that he himself was not ashamed of the gospel.
那保罗就是在罗马书 1章5节说他不以福音为耻。
Because he knew that it had the power to save and change lives.
因为他知道福音本是神的大能。
And you should not be ashamed of the gospel either.
所以你也不应该以福音为耻。
You have been given the privilege, responsibility, and power to preach and teach the word of God, the gospel, God's grace in Christ.
因为你已被给了特权、责任、能力，可以能够传讲、教导神的话语。
You might remember some years ago.
也许你记得几年以前。
I told this story that we were involved in a car accident. Do you remember that?
你记得不记得我给大家讲过我们那个出车祸的事情？
And we could have easily have lost our lives.
我们很可能就会丢了命。
Our lives could have been cut short.
那我们可能就是生命就终止了。
But instead, I believe God has reminded us that He has a definite plan and mission for us.
然而我相信神提醒我们。他对我们有个固定的计划，那对我们也有使命未完成。
To produce committed followers of Jesus Christ, and He is not finished with us yet.
就是说，他要让我们在耶稣基督里能够培养更多的委身的跟随者，而且呢，他在我们身上的工作也还没有完成。
We want to live for Christ, and we want to finish well in our lives.
我们都想活在耶稣基督里，我们都想有一个就是完美的结束。
Brothers and sisters, you have been given 4 serious reminders.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你们都得到了四个很严肃的提醒。
Maturation, mindset, motivation, ministry.
就是要成熟的心态、动机以及事工。
So what God's grace in Christ has not just done for you, is doing in you, but He's also inspiring you to respond responsibly do with the Holy Spirit's help as you await His return.
那就是说，就是神的恩典已经为你做了，而且也正在为你做，而且在给你灵感，也号召你，让你能够对圣灵有回应。那他也在当你在等候耶稣基督再来的时候，你要使这些神这些工作在你身上得以完成。
We need to recognize that what God's grace should mean to us.
我们要明白神的恩典对我们来说意味着什么。
I'm not saying that you have to become a pastor or missionary.
我并不是说你们都要成为牧师或者宣道士。
That would be nice.
那如果这样的话当然很好。
Pastor Lee, and I would say, yeah, it'd be great to have more people come on board.
那个李牧师也说，我希望有更多的人都能够愿意做牧师。
But we really need people.Who are seeking to live for Jesus Christ each day?
然而，我们真正需要越来越多的人，每一天都去追求更像耶稣基督。
Some of you might be doctors, lawyers, teachers, engineers, working in IT. You could be working in this or that area.
也许你是律师，你是医生，或者是一个软件工程师，或者在不同的岗位工作。
Be a Christian.Who is cleverly disguised as a doctor, lawyer, engineer, and so on? Do you get the idea?
让你一定要很聪明的成为一个医生，是一个律师或者一个软件工程师。但是你是一个那个只是你这个表象，你真正的是基督徒。
They will make even greater impact than pastors and missionaries. People in the everyday working world, let's say, or in the school world, they are seeking to live for Jesus each day.
那其实就是说，每一天你不管在什么样的工作岗位，或者在学校，你如果追求这样的生活形态的话，你会影响到你周围的人。
And Peter says in his first letter, "Be holy, for I am holy." Talking about what God is saying to us.
就在彼得前书里所说的，你们要圣洁，就像神是圣洁的。
So, one of the songs we sang, I appreciate one of the songs particularly, "Holy is the Lord."
就是说，我很喜欢的一个歌，我们唱的就是圣洁神。
But keep in mind, God's holiness should be reflected in our lives too.
你要记得，神的圣洁要在我们的生命中彰显出来。
To say no to what the world is offering, and yes to everything that God is offering in Jesus Christ.
要对世界所给你的说不，对神所给你的说是。
That's what I think will change our world.
那我认为这个才是能够改变这个世界的。
That will change our neighborhoods, communities, our families, our schools, our workplaces.
那这就能够改变我们所在的社区、我们的学校、我们的工作场所。
You know that the biggest obstacle for people who do not know Christ, we call non-believers, to become Christians is one thing.
你知道，就是说让那些非信徒成为信徒最大的障碍是什么吗？
What is the biggest stumbling block for non-Christians to become Christians?
就是说让这个非信徒成为信徒的最大的绊脚石是什么？
You know what that is?
你知道那是什么吗？
Christians.
就是基督徒。
That is the biggest stumbling block for non-Christians to become Christians because they see Christians and they go, hey, wait a minute. They're supposed to be living like Jesus Christ. I don't see Jesus in their life.
那就是说因为就是这些非基督徒看着周围的基督徒就说哎，他们应该像基督的但是我什么也看不到。
We can teach the world what Jesus Christ is all about and how we live our lives.
我们要通过我们如何来生活来告诉世界基督的样式。
Because ultimately, it is not your life. It is Christ's life in you.
因为终极来说，那个不是你的生命，而是基督的生命在你里面。
Let's close the word prayer.
让我们来结束祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example that we've seen in your word.
亲爱的天父，为你在你的话语中给我们的榜样，我们感谢你。
And Paul was encouraging Titus, his disciple, to be a godly pastor.
保罗在这里鼓励提多成为一个就是属神的牧者。
And maybe deep down, even greater than that, is to be a servant of Jesus Christ.
或者真是就是最主要的是说怎么成为基督的仆人。
That he had to live a life that was above reproach. That he had a life of integrity. That he really sought to live his life following the path of Jesus Christ. And to take full advantage of the grace that he has been shown and to demonstrate that to his people, to the world. May our lives be different. Even what we might call countercultural, it's against the culture. And that will spark, I believe, an interest in wanting to know who that person is who has made us what we are.
愿意能够有这样的灵感，让周围的人看到这样的灵感，看到是谁改变了我们的生命，是怎样的一个人改变了我们的生命。
Help us not only to walk in the Spirit, to live by the Spirit, but help us to be filled with the Spirit.
帮助我们能够按照圣灵的带领来生活，愿意我们都圣灵充满。
And may Jesus Christ be praised, honored, exalted in and through our lives.
愿基督的名被高举，被得颂扬，在我们的生命中。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名求。
Amen.